Whoa, holy shit.
Whoa.
Man. Jim Hayes is... He kind of sucks. Not going to lie.
I think, of the Bally team, Fox Sports West team, whatever the fuck we're going to
call him. Yeah, he's a cheerleader. That's all.
Yeah, but he's the most likable of anyone in the bunch.
Yeah, he's... I'd have a beer with him. But, like, in terms of, like...
I only drink gin and tonics, Tom. I'm Jim Hayes.
Okay, folks, do not ever get your news from anyone with Bally. 100% don't. Okay. Don't get it from Jim Hayes. Don't get it from Alexa Dodd. Don't get it from Brad Thompson. Don't get it from
them. But you can trust Jason Isringhausen.
You can trust Izzy. Izzy would never lie.
Yeah. Or Pat Paris, RIP, not RIP, but yeah.
their job is to sell the team. It's to sell tickets. That's their job. They do feature stories that make you feel good. That's what they are. This takes us back. Remember, because we remember when Roe v. Wade got blew up. Remember that?
Yep.
And remember the Bally Crew's response to
silence,
just complete silence, which. Not indicative, maybe not a huge condemnation, but Derek Gould said something, John Denton, Ben Hockman, Katie Wu. There are, I would say, factors beyond but beyond like personal integrity that motivate guys like Jim Hayes. You remember, that's why we always want Jeff Jones on. Jeff Jones went the furthest during that. You know what he did? He started linking FEC filings for all the money that the DeWitt family donated to anti-abortionists.
Come on the pod, Jeff.
Come on the pod, Jeff. We love you. You're our favorite.
I bet Al Hrabowski was real pissed off after
that. Al Hrabowski donates to the RNC. He loves that shit.
I bet inside he was real pissed off. He was like, he's just fuming, just thinking, he won't be able to go out there and have some Hungarian children or kill some Hungarian children, that is.
Yeah, no, he won't be able to. Yeah, that's because he is a mad Hungarian demigod who feeds off the blood, the blood of infants. So, like, Newt News did a live stream, a charity. Great. Go check it out. Donate money. They had Katie Wu, they had Brooke Grimsley on there. They had a lot of guests. It's a really cool, fun listen. And they had Jim the Cat on. And Jim Hayes did an interview, 20-minute interview with Lars Newbar, and he offers his breaking news on there that culminates with, and you can tell me what you think of this. I thought it was infantilizing is what it was. I thought it was kind of insulting that he would do this to the fellows, but he's talking about Newt hangs out with Yoshi, their parents talk. And
wow, we had no idea.
Whoa, yeah, this hasn't been reported on. Yeah. Thanks, Jim. And then he says he asked Newt, is there a chance Yamamoto or the Cardinals are in on Yamamoto? Or they're sorry, a chance we sign him. And he says, yes, and that's my breaking news here. I'm like, give me a fucking break, dude. It just came out. The six finalist teams here. We had the Phillies that made like a $300 million offer. We had the Giants who just stepped out. They just bowed out of the signings. It's down to the fucking Mets, Dodgers, and the Yankees. It's probably going to be the Dodgers and Yankees. This courtship has not been a secret. We know who's involved and is going to sign him. What are you doing, dude? This isn't journalism. I don't know why I'm that hopping mad. I'm just... Like, this is just whoring. This is engagement farming.
Tom, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. I mean, there's always a chance that Steve Cohen is listed in, like, the Epstein flight logs. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a larger chance of that.
There's a chance I'm going to grow a bigger dick. But you know what? It's not going to happen.
I mean, it might. These new COVID vaccines.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the vaccine takes.
It makes your dick bigger.
It's 5 years.
Yeah.
There's a chance that the fucking earth can turn inside out and we become rock people. All right. There's a chance Josh and I are straight, but guess what? He's not signing with us. Stop. It's just hopium. It's lazy. It's lazy, Jim. It's lazy. I get it. It's a slow news cycle, dude. You have a good interviewee right here with Lars Nootbaar. It's great. Lars Recruitbaar. Caleb Noble, everyone. Great name. He ain't signing. You mean to tell me a regional broadcast network that's about to go fucking under has the scoop over everyone else in baseball journalism?
Yes.
Yes.
Time Jim Hayes.
That just rubbed me the wrong way, and he did it, those guys.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna throw you guys a little
But like,
morsel here. I'm gonna tell you some bullshit.
here's the thing though. I wouldn't say I'm like eating up the bullshit, but I am kind of like, maybe, just maybe.
Maybe just we got the hopium.
Yeah, we get, Nootbaar grinds that pepper. Maybe he drugs Yamamoto. He grinds up some, prescription pills. He gets Yamamoto to sign a contract under false pretenses. And maybe he's a Cardinal. Maybe he's stuck in St. Louis
I
the
don't,
next 6 years.
so I have this rectum derived hypothesis I've been playing with. And I was
You know
kind of
how I
airing it
love
out.
rectum derivatives, Tom.
I know, I like pulling things from my ass too. I just don't do it for a major media conglomerate.
I mean, what are we?
What would we
What are we if we're not a major media
what
conglomerate?
are we if we're not ripping off a fucking shtick that was old 3 years ago? I think. Is it me, or does it feel like the Cardinals are routinely linked in some manner to like big free agent signings, just in name only, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's true. I feel like the Cardinals like that. I feel like they like having that out there.
They like being in the mix.
I feel like the media, early St. Louis media in a regard, likes to entertain that because baseball has to compete with all other sports during the winter. They have to keep the buzz going. What better way to keep the buzz going than one of the largest fan bases in MLB being engaged throughout the offseason? We were never serious about Shohei, but Newt hung out with him. Never
Yeah.
serious about Yoshi, but Newt hung out with him. They took Newt Barr, who is just hanging out with his bros. Yeah, most likely, like he said in the interview. Yeah, man, I was gassing him up on how cool St. Louis is, but I also had to be realistic about what his
I mean,
expectations. That says everything.
isn't it kind of tokenism? Like, what if like Mosaylock is just paying Newt to be like, "Hey, go ahead and take the boys out on a round of golf. You're our resident Jap."
You're
Like,
Jesus Christ.
Is Jap that bad?
No.
I mean,
You're doing a character, I'll permit it, but this I
like,
guarantee if there was one of our episodes was to get passed around to someone and get us in trouble, it'd be this one. But like,
what are you gonna say?
I mean, just
Say what's on your mind,
yeah, I
Tom.
just think I don't think Jim Hayes is that much of a journalist. Like, I think like it comes down to, we used to harp on this a lot back when we were trying to be serious about like what is the motivations of everything's political, right? Everything has an ideology behind it or a motive that's beyond just like baseball go boom, crowd goes roar. What is Jim Hayes' motivation? It's to grow the sport, which could be a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's that if we had a Trevor Bauer incident flare up with the team, is Jim the Cat Hayes breaking and offering analysis on that? They didn't
Yeah.
even fucking talk about Danny Mack.
Well, and the
They're
thing,
not going to do anything to harm the brand. That's it. The Cards are a brand. We worship a brand. Our fucking podcast, as dumb and derivative as it is centered around a brand. We cheer, scream, buy tickets, 3 million tickets a year, jerseys, everything. Argue with Mets fans on Twitter over a fucking brand. And who holds them accountable? No one.
yeah.
They get to buy up real estate, gorge themselves on more capital, get more influence in city and state politics. Jim Hayes ain't holding no fucking feet to the fire on that.
Well, and the thing is, obviously, you're getting at the point that they do the bidding of the front office and the team by and large, which is definitely true. And I always wonder, like, whenever they do I mean, what stories they do run. Case in point, the Danny Mac thing. Do you think the card, like, someone in the front office or organization's calling over to Bally and saying, like, hey, no mention of this. I know he's your guy, but, like, seriously, no mention of
Yeah,
it.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, what? I'm gonna have to like rewind it, but did Chip Carey bring up why he had to get hired away from the Braves
Yeah.
to come here?
I
Like,
just really love St.
come on,
Louis. Wanted
guys.
to honor my father.
I get it. It's their shtick. It's their shtick. Okay. It's a brand. I'm just annoyed that like an off season like this one, okay, where and we've kind of engaged in it too. We're like, yeah, but I mean we're huffing hopium farts here, okay? We're toking on. We're in a hopium den. But
One
eventually
token and
reality
die.
surfaces its ugly fucking maw and has to take the mask off. And we have to look it in the eyes like, oh yeah, he ain't signing here. All right? It was cool to feel good that we might have a chance. But maybe after the first or second bad pitcher from both leagues that we signed, we were like, oh, maybe we're not getting the best pitcher in Japan. Like, I don't know why this, I'm sorry. I don't know why this is blowing me up. It's stupid.
You're a little
It's
hot to
fucking
you're a little
stupid.
hot to the touch,
I'm a little hot to the touch.
like
Let
a
me get that
little
sinus infection.
little yeah.
We're digging back into our roots. We're not just sitting here and being like pussy fart balls. We're just going back to, oh yeah, the organization is its own hive mind.
The streets of St. Louis will run red with the bourgeois blood of the DeWitts. That's what we're getting
I
at,
remember we used to
folks.
talk about, to what extent, can the Post-Dispatch even criticize, the org? And beyond just, you didn't sign these guys or trade for these guys, too. I remember those
Yeah.
conversations we had on it. And they've been better than Bally by a fucking mile, because I don't see them coming out and gassing up. Like, oh, yeah, we're totally in on the
Well, because
Yamamoto
I mean,
sweepstakes.
the Dispatch is real journalists, so like,
Yes.
I mean, Gould has to, he has to pick his battles, or I mean, anybody writing for him.
I mean, I think they can. From anything I read, the only time I find any criticism beyond beyond baseball, okay, but that involves the brand, that involves the Cardinals brand, is not done by the sports reporters. It's done by those that cover city government, state government, any municipal shit like that. Okay, that's the only time I ever see any kind of criticism or any kind of linkage between, the DeWitt or the Cardinals org and their influence in electing a police chief to getting legalized gambling in Missouri to trying to buy up a bunch of land so they can be the ones that fund the MLS program. Like, we're not going to see that from Ben Fred or Hockman or Gould. And I mean, I get it. There is access that can be denied there, right?
Yeah, well, and what you're gonna see from Gould and those guys is they're gonna take, like, say it's a very frustrated comment at a presser after the game from Marmol, and he alludes to, something along the line, he
I'm gonna
alludes,
kill Tyler O'Neill at midnight.
or he alludes to the, hey, like, we need help, or like, we need bullpen help, or so, like, something before the deadline where Marmol addresses maybe a need. So, at least the Post-Dispatch doesn't just bury that, and
No, they
like,
don't.
I mean, they run with that. So that's it's more subtle and it's not as critical, but it at least to me that points to the, yeah, even the fucking manager is saying that the owners are being too cheap or.
When it came to media that I've got the Yamamoto sweep, not even sweepstakes, would just do what the brand wanted and just keep the name out there and linked, because it's good whenever we're linked to big signings like this because we get mentioned nationally, regionally. Oh yeah, these teams that are clearly the ones that are the front runners are also being challenged by the St. Louis
Yeah.
Cardinals. This lowly Midwestern market that is somehow trying to compete with the capital hoarders that is the Dodgers and Mets and Yankees. Like, and whenever we don't get the guy, it's just plausible deniability. Oh yeah, we couldn't match up with that, but we checked in. We were definitely interested. When we maybe wouldn't say checked in,
Yeah.
cue Max Scherzer. But like, oh yeah, we were definitely interested. It was on our radar. No, it fuck. Like,
Yeah.
sure, yeah. Shohei Ohtani's on the Pirates' radar. Doesn't mean they're fucking serious about it.
Well, and this, and I don't want this to sound like apologia by any means, but like you look at someone like Gould, you know, maybe he writes an article that's, you know, top 10 free agents the Cardinals could go after, and it will feature guys like Yamamoto. And because our fan base is engaged in the team slash the brand, they talk about the shit on Twitter. These writers see it. So that's justification enough for them to throw names like that as plausible
Benton's the
deniability.
worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, MLB.com was the worst when it came to Yamamoto sweepstakes on this one. Athletic was a little bit SI, Sports Illustrated too. I mean, like, and then those stories ran two months, a month ago. It kind of died down, you know, that reality sets in. And then we get this. And then, of course, as soon as the interview airs, we get, oh, yeah, Giants have pulled out. It's basically down to the Yankees, Dodgers, and Mets. Cool. We wasted our time. I'm so happy we got our hope up. Then again, maybe I'm the asshole here, right? Right? I'm being a cynicist. I'm being a prick, am I?
I mean, I just think some of your take is critical, rightfully, but also we're not maybe fully addressing the rabid people online that help fuel this fire to begin with.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
that's, I mean, that's as much of a thing as anything with this. Why the fuck are they going to write about it if there's nobody on Twitter talking about Cardinals and Yamamoto all the time? They wouldn't be putting that in an interview, or not interview, but an article.
Anyway, Jim the Cat, come on, man.
Yeah. Welcome to
Come
the Thunderdome, Jim.
Thunderdome. Come defend your honor against two guys living paycheck to paycheck on a recording this on a laptop. Come on, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Is
Jim. Too much Ronald Reagan. Hey,
he's
Jim.
Jim.
Other news. We did a very good thing. We picked up ourselves a fringe bullpen arm. Did you see this guy?
No.
Let me find him.
Do it like Jalen. Or like, have you seen this? Have
Have
you
you
seen this?
fucking
Have
seen
you seen this
this?
guy? Have you
Have you
seen
seen
this?
this fucking bullshit? Have you seen? I own all these cars. I'm deeply unhappy inside my soul. Have you seen this bullshit? I'm getting tinier and tinier and tinier. I can't see anything
When you say
anymore.
fringe bullpen arm, is this like a
Riley O'Brien, this guy pumps 99. He throws a hundy, and he gets about.
I thought we already got him.
No, we just picked. We picked him up in November for cash.
Okay, yeah.
Reek posted about, you know, he's averaging about 97, 98. He has over 18 inches of
I thought
run.
this was like a new thing, and I was like,
No. It's a vid coming out of him working out. Good fringe pickup on that. I have not seen him pitch, so seeing that made me very giddy, very
little
happy.
wet.
Yeah, so that's some meaningful news. Not even news. See, we're doing the same thing. We're like, you know, I'm not gonna be the cat. I'm gonna call myself the
I'm
dog.
the dog.
I'm the dog.
Yeah.
And we're gonna call Josh
The treat.
the admiral, the treat. Dog in the treat. See,
Well,
you
we got nothing to
know,
fucking talk about. Like,
no, not really.
that's the issue. And we, I mean, by all means, like, we could take 2 weeks off and then just come in with some big-titted hits that we've put together over 2 weeks just to be funny. But at the same time, like, we got to put
It's a
out good work up
logarithm. I
front.
mean, we're
Yeah.
engagement whoring too. Jim, I'm sorry. I should have said that about you, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'd take you back if you take me back.
We should just go outside the stadium and you wear a trench coat and have a boom box and just like
It's,
hold it up.
yeah, Cameron Crowe told me to do this. And for some reason, I just piss all over myself. I stay as stoic as possible. Refuse to take a potty break. I call them potty breaks now.
Hey, but let's talk about some good news.
Yeah, some good news.
It's
That was still a good
official.
interview. I mean, Newt's cool. Talked about wanting to turn, being disappointed in the amounts of hard hit balls he had on the ground and how he's working his swing to turn more of those into fly balls. It's great. Power guy. I miss Newt Barr. I love him. He's so cool.
Yeah.
You hate him. You want him to die.
I hate him.
You want him to fucking
How
die.
many times do I have to defend
Jesus
this?
God.
How many times do I
His
have to
name
defend
is
this?
Gay, and I want him to die.
Okay,
He's not really
that was
Japanese.
when I was
He's Chinese.
mad.
That would be some news if he's
Yeah.
like, actually, guys, my
Yeah,
family
that
from
is newt news right there.
my family is from Shanghai. We just always
He's just
assumed.
he's like, actually, my family's from Georgetown. I don't know how
I know. I just kind of went with
I
it. We made up
got.
Every year, the great Cardinal Redbird bestows upon a random, racially ambiguous player the title of
Was
Japanese.
it like in an alternate reality back in like 05? Like, what if like Ray King was on Team Japan?
Ray King ate two of his teammates.
I have come up with their power.
Ray King coming out dressed as a samurai.
He's a succubus.
Wow, this definitely has some ch chunky potential. Definitely has some chunky potential there.
Man.
Who's the we have, the only journalist we haven't yelled at is Brendan Schaefer, who is going to come on here eventually. So we're meeting Ben Hockman and getting
That's
his
what I was
book
trying to learn
Saturday.
about. Yeah,
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is confirmed, folks.
A real journalist.
We do have a shirt for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
beautiful.
know if we have one that small though. What's
Yeah, no.
Watch him watch Ben actually be like 6 foot eight. He's like, what the fuck, a large? I'm
Yeah.
like, this is how did you let John Moziliak talk shit to you? Because
You
Ben's
know,
the one who pissed off Mo that one
I have a
time.
question with that. I never really see like him asking questions at like pressers. Does that mean Gould is just like the resident like dispatch guy? I guess him and Ben Fred are there.
I could ask him that. I would assume. I mean, I've seen them all ask. I know Gould's definitely the most active on it. I would probably assume when it comes to like press rooms, each guy has their own list of coverages, and Gould's probably the guy for that in the same way that like Hummel was and Bob Bregg before him.
So it's like maybe it's like a seniority thing, right?
Yeah, and like, Gould gets more bites at the apple and on when Gould's I would say working on a big ass feature or whatnot, then you probably Hockman and Ben Fred will get a couple more bites to ask questions here, ask questions there.
Yeah.
Then again, like and also like that whole newsroom when it comes to covering them also pulls together. They also like it's probably got a lot more solidarity to it. Be like, we're all getting cuts at this, and what I provide, we provide for one another. So I would probably bet there's like a there's a collective working relationship amongst everyone
But
there.
yeah, because you have all the different forms of media. You have like the
Yeah, I mean,
guys
how
from
many
like
they got?
KMOX, you guys have the print media and
They have
dispatch.
the writers. What do they have? They have Gordo. They have Hockman. They have Ben Fred. They have Gould. They have Guerrero. I know I'm missing others. Lynn Worthy, I believe, as well. Like they have a lot of people I have to cover. I mean, I've seen Gould covering fucking NHL too, which is pretty fun. But regardless,
I want to see Derek Gould at like a like roller derby, like that's what I want to see. Or like he's at the demo derby and he's just like sighing as he's writing notes. And Big Nasty was knocked out within the first
I
45
just like imagine
seconds.
him participating. Like he's doing like some gonzo shit. Like, yeah, no, Derek Gould as Hunter S. Thompson. Like he's the Gould standard. I can't do his voice, sorry. I bought a bunch of AR-15s and started doing massive amounts of LSD. I went down into the visitor's bullpen and dropped acid. During the seventh inning stretch, I popped a bunch of mushrooms, fired a gun in the air. I challenged Fred Bird to a fight and beat his ass with a giant hot dog.
The article, Fear and Loathing at the Deadline.
There you go. Gould just kind of turns into that Dracula flow guy that Nick sends to us, is what he does.
What? Okay, what the fuck is that? I
Mental
hate
illness is what
I
it
hate
fucking
those
is.
videos. I hate them so
You
much.
know,
And Nick, when you
I
see
am
those, you're
hit.
gonna start sending them to me, and then I'm not gonna watch any of them. I'm gonna block you on TikTok. You won't be able to send me shit. Half your stuff is just a 45-second video of you fuck of just a person having a really big fart.
This
That's all it is. That's half of what you send. You don't ever send me the picture of the Russian guy just screaming. That's what I want. You don't send me more TikToks of Goofy where he's driving, listening to Post Malone, and then he crashes. I love that audio. But
He
no,
keeps post.
farts.
He keeps sending me this guy who I now have a name: Moses Robert McGorge, McGeorge, McGeorge, McGorge,
McGorge.
McGorge. His name is M.R., which I can only assume are slurs. He keeps sending me that. It's the fucking, I guess, white rapper musician guy who keeps doing the Rastafarian thing, like that little monkey's jumping in bed. One little monkey jumped, bit his head, or some shit like that. Like, we're just bitching. This is just a bitch.
Also, in this household, the only R Rastafarian music we listen to, which is supreme, is Shaggy. Shaggy is the only artist.
Sure, are you
Yeah, he's the
naked, banging on a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, as new boss said, we have a chance of landing Yamamoto.
Shaggy's supreme.
Hey, what we're saying is the real journals out there.
Or us.
Yeah, the Woos, the Ghouls, the Hawkmans, the fucking
The
Joneses,
Cooks, the
the Cook,
Thompsons,
yeah, the
the
Cooks, and
Scarpacis,
especially us. I mean, we have no access to the Cardinals. We have to cover them. It's from
the
those are the real heroes, not engagement. Engage, no one. No one likes the fat gossipy girl at the lunch table. Oh my God, did you
God.
guys have like a chance that Yamamoto's mom is a slut? She's having an abortion. And she had like better abortions. There's a chance. There's a chance.
Me and Bradshaw used to have this bit it in high school. So it developed because there was a girl in our class,
Big tits.
medium tits, but so like oh God, how should I'm gonna I need to change her name, but it needs to rhyme.
Love it when we're like, let's never prepare.
this is kind of how she talked. Like,
Yeah.
hey guys, what's up? My name is Hattie Meesink. I am a 5 foot 1 and a half.
Josh.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey
Yeah.
guys.
So we would always do that, and then it eventually just got like more deranged, and then we would just be like, "Hello, doctor. I'm here to have an abortion, please." And they're like, "But sir,
You're the cookie monster.
you're a man." It's like, "Thank you, doctor." Like that just became a bit we did all the time. And
That's a
that's
good one.
kind of the vibe I'm
That's
picking
kind
up.
of a. Oh, look who joined
He's
us! He's here. We summoned him.
Italian Santa's here.
Italian Santa has arrived. Can you hear us?
When the moon
He's
hits
mute. He'll
your
jump in
hallway
eventually.
like a big pizza
Can
pie.
you hear me? There he is, folks. Nick Scarpacci coming here. He's driving to Connecticut to put Ryan in his place.
Yeah.
Yep, I've arrived. He's about to
You
get
missed?
fucking his hole's about to get how,
Yeah, you missed it. We
Yeah.
bitched about Jim Hayes for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know why you're bitching about him so much. He's just saying stuff. It's not like
I
there's
know that's
any
what we're
weight.
bitching about. It's
There's
just
no
like,
weight to it. It's just like, hey,
exactly, it's
Lars
lazy.
Newbar said this.
I know that's why. It's not a, we're just like, this is just, I just kind of felt as infantilizing the new news. Like, I just think it's lazy on his part. It's just like,
They also don't report the real comments that Lars Newbar says.
yeah, the real shit
Against
that,
the
like,
Chinese.
yeah, about how we need to do Operation Do It Again is what Lars
Okay.
calls.
Yeah. All right. What have you guys been talking about? Catch me up.
We just bitched about that and like just like
your TikToks.
Yeah, and your Josh had some shit to say about your TikToks, but we kind of went old school on it, where we just kind of bitched about like Cardinal branding and how everything is kind of loyal to the brand.
OS.
Yeah, how we're always just linked conveniently to all these big names, but we never do anything about it. How like there's like you can only trust certain sects of like the media apparatus because they all just want to grow, you know, the Cardinal brand, the Cardinal name, promote the organization.
Well,
just bitched
you know,
about it.
They're just, I don't know, man. I think they've learned their lesson all these years, because think about this timeline. 2017. Stanton publicly says he doesn't want to come to St. Louis.
Yeah.
2018, David Price gets poached by the Red Sox at literally the 11th hour. Mm-hmm. Like, poached. Because they offer more money.
Yeah.
I mean, and to be fair, both those contracts have, you know, been terrible. I mean, god-awful. And they're just probably like, I don't even want to be public with this shit anymore. I haven't seen really any legitimate, like, news of anybody connect. Well, like, okay, Cardinals pursuing Aaron Nola, but the writing was on the wall. Nola was going back to Philly. I did not see anything about Sonny Gray at all.
I saw plenty about Sonny Gray. I mean, it was reported. Cardinals? Yeah, it was reported that the Cardinals were big on Sonny Gray. That was public. The Sonny Gray thing was very public. But like the thing that we're criticizing is like, you know, they take something like Newt Barr's relationship with like Yamamoto.
Yeah,
Shohei Ohtani, and then they have to exploit or capitalize on that, and whether that's the org or an MLB.com writer, whatever, a blogger, a fucking, you know, a regional journalist, something like that, they have to take that because the news cycle grows stale all the time. So you have to inject some kind of vigor and put the name out there. Even if it's not even serious, even if they were never serious about contending making a serious offer in the first place, if your name is linked at a national level, people talk about that. It's like a brand. They talk about us in the same way that they talk about shopping at, I don't know, fucking Old Navy or something like that. Like, to me, I think that's the game of it. And like, we keep our cards pretty close to our chest, but like, when it comes to like Yamamoto's courtship, it's been very, very public. Even with like Shohei's too. Like, those guys are under a microscope. Like when it came to like, I was kind of thinking like Nolan's and Goldie's trades were kind of like out of nowhere, but it wasn't like public, like, oh yeah, these guys are totally getting fucking shipped. Whereas you have two huge free agent names like Shohei and Yamamoto are heavily, like, every single thing they do is heavily scrutinized.
I have two things to say.
Say number one.
So number one is in response to Nola, I think we got very excited during the season. Whenever he went on like ESPN, like the ESPN radio for St. Louis, and he did that interview, because it's like, whoa, this is crap. I mean, maybe he is coming. That's pretty rare. And it's like,
we thought that was a lock.
Yeah. Like, he's considering St. Louis because he went on radio. And it's like, dude, the Phillies were in St. Louis that week. Like,
it kind of became, like, pretty obvious, too, like, after he re-signed with the Phillies. Like, he was going to go there. Yeah. It just came down to, like, the years. It really did. What's your second thing?
Secondly, Newt Barr, I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory.
No, God.
Here we go.
It's really not that. It's not that much of a rabbit
hole. He's really Chinese.
Think like, since the front office knows via, you know, him playing in a World Baseball Classic, him becoming friendly with a lot of those guys, that they kind of encourage Newt to post stuff on Instagram on stories and being like, I'm like hanging out with like these guys today, just to get us more fucking rabid.
It grows engaged. The brand. And like, I'm not saying that's not bad, but I wouldn't be surprised if that sort of thing's encouraged. But at the same time, I think Newt's just a cool guy. What do you think, Nick?
in regards to Josh's comments or what?
Yeah, Josh's comments. Sorry, I got ahead of myself and cut you off.
No, I don't. I mean, probably. They don't do anything else. You know, it's not like just think about how tight, like how tight it's been since, you know, those aforementioned rumors I said about Stanton and David Price.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't hear anything. Yeah. There were rumors about, it wasn't even rumors. It was just like Nolan Arenado to the Cardinals would make too much sense. Since like,
well, that was like a meme for the longest time too.
Yeah. Cause I was saying for that since like years. 2018. Years. Yeah. I was saying that for like 5 or 6 years before he came, or well, no, maybe not that. Like, you know, 2021 he came. So since 2018, I was saying that. I was like, he needs to be a Cardinal. And there were rumors of Lindor coming to the Cardinals too. And they didn't want to trade Paul DeJong. Funny. Yeah. you know.
One in there?
I mean,
I had to get my last one of the year out. But I was going to say, and same with Goldie. We didn't, like you said, they both came out of nowhere. And they're great deals. And they're, you know, they're the top three of at their each position, you know. So I don't know, dude. There's so much smoke. I don't care anymore. Like, I'll be happy. Look, they need to sign or trade for one more starting pitcher, and I'll be fine if it's Snell. I'll be fine if they trade for C's. I'll be unhappy if it's Bieber. I'll be fine if it's Stroman. But I don't think, you know, they're gonna have to move. They're going to have to move Matz. You know, they're going to have to move somebody. He's the only one that they'll move.
Matz
that
is the only movable one, yeah. He's the only one I think anyone would take in a trade. But, like, kind of bringing it back to trade, I mean, Glasnow even went on, like, when he was interviewed on Foul Territory, named off.
He
like
said the Cardinals were in on.
8 or 9 teams that he said were interested. He's like, oh, the Cardinals are interested in all this. But the only ones that made, like, a serious move were the Dodgers, and that's the team I really wanted to go to.
Yeah, it was because it's his hometown, and they, you know, I don't think he, it's not like he had a no trade clause, but I think he wanted to get an extension. Like, those were the stipulations. So,
and I think, like, if you're a GM of a team and you're trading a player, okay, you know, you would like to, you know, I think it's probably good for your reputation if you trade a player of his caliber to a team that is interested in him, he's interested in, if you can.
Well, and if you're him too, I mean, you're maximizing your value. I mean, the guy, like, we all know he's got electric stuff, but another season or two of injuries, people are going to completely write him off.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, something to feel hopeful about. He's coming off TJ, so I, you know, brighter days are probably ahead of him.
Probably, but then you could be in a Michael Walker situation and have thoracic outlet syndrome where you're basically unable to pitch for seemingly 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, off and on or inconsistently.
Same thing that got Kit Wells pretty much into Carp's career. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, we were just griping about it because, like, it's just, like, it's like denying the reality and just kind of getting people gassed up. Like, I feel like I'm being treated like a hoggy. You know, like, here's your slop. Newport says there's a chance that the Cardinals can get him. Like, there's a chance I can grow tits. Actually, I have tits.
Yeah.
There's a chance I can get a bigger dick. Okay, that's not happening. There's a chance, though. There's a chance I can wake up. It's not going to happen.
I don't know if there's a chance of that, buddy.
It's the same amount of, it's the same percentage as fucking Yamamoto signing with.
Nick, for you, you can grow a bigger dick because, as our leader, Rudy Giuliani, said, Italian men, their dicks get bigger over time because of all the women that they, or do you, want, you, you want me, you don't want me to do the voice?
Well, did you hear he just filed for bankruptcy? Your boy filed, he's going bankrupt.
Well, yeah, because
the
liberal media and the New York DA is on a witch hunt.
Do you want to hit Nick with that, or you want to say, or you want to hit, give us a final, come here, big tits. Come here, big tits. Those are my big tits.
Hit me with it.
Hit him with it.
Come here, big tits. Show me your tits. I want to claim my tits. These are my tits. Come here, big tits. But what you did he say?
Come here, big tits.
Come here, big tits.
Come here, big tits.
There it is.
These are my tits.
Oh, no, that's it.
We need to.
The most staunchly feminist podcast out there in Cardinals history. The worst fans in baseball. Yeah.
We really are ambiguous with, or maybe just inconsistent.
I mean, you know, we can hide behind irony a little bit longer.
Well, yeah. I mean, a little bit. Obviously, we're not actually liking Rudy Giuliani.
But, and then eventually one journalist is going to be like, what's behind the bleeps?
Don't ask
nothing,
me.
Nothing.
What was that you said about...
about the Irish.
About the Los Angeles journalists during Ohtani's press conference?
What did you refer to Aubrey Huff as? The best one.
What did you refer to Dustin from Stranger Things as?
It was that's not even podcast talk.
It wasn't even podcast, but that was probably after you joined the group chat, and that was Nick being his most Nicholas-y. Was
I
that
in the group chat for a few months? Because that was
like I feel like that was that. That's a top five Nick moment.
Come on, guys!
Sending pictures of Dustin to us.
We're not gonna tell the people what you said.
We're not.
They
but
can Google
rich.
It.
That kid's
right
rich. Yeah, that kid's rich. He's happy, happier than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn.
I have side dysplasia or whatever the fuck is wrong with his. What does he have?
I don't know, and I figure at this point, if I were to look it up, this is going to get bit. It's going to get worse.
It's something dysplasia. I know that's the name of it.
Hip dysplasia. And he just walks like this.
I have big dick dysplasia.
Sir, that's just being Italian. That is just being. you have Italian blood. Is what you have.
Well, you know, that's why the Jews have small penises, because they get married and then they stop having sex.
Ooh.
Whereas the Italian, they never stop having sex because they get laid so often.
Ooh.
So that's why the Italian's penis is larger.
Touché.
That's Rudy Giulianiism right there.
You should, like, when he dies, it'll be sin. You should just try and slip into his place. Like, I didn't really die.
Just like...
You're Rudy Giuliani. Prove it. 9/11 big tits. Jewish dicks.
You know how scary his corpse would look if I just like chopped off all this skin and made a skin suit and I put it on?
Okay.
Like,
all right. Okay.
But it would be a very scary corpse, listen, even by his corpse standards. Like Jesus.
He is a fucking crypt keeper.
He looks
Jesus
like a
Christ.
Vampire. But like one who hasn't sucked.
He's close, guys. Don't worry.
We talked about the Riley O'Brien video that came out of him pumping 99 with like 20 inches of movement, which is cool.
So oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was a good thing to
That'll
see.
That'll be fun when he gets his shoulder injury in spring training.
Okay. He's not Spencer Strider.
Okay. No, this is different.
Save your hate for
Brady.
Hey,
what do you think of Paul Goldschmidt's new batting stance?
God damn it.
No, I'm serious. Like, have you seen,
he
like,
got a new stance?
That wasn't his actual, that's just a drill he was doing on it. And that's, oh, and like John Denton, like, made it sound like, I think he knew what he was saying and it just came out wrong, because Goldie was doing a drill where he's got a super open batting stance and he's lifting and stepping into the pitch.
It's, he's like just trying to get more speed.
Exactly. That's what it is. And trying to open up his
This hip was weeks ago, Josh. Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude. You've been playing that Baldur's Gate again, have you?
Yeah.
Dude, you've been getting that drow puss.
I killed Gortash.
Spoiler.
I beat RDR2 again. So
Third time.
God
damn, you did that fast, son.
It was very fast. I even
I love
stuck
my
around
horsey
and chat.
My horsey loves
I didn't
me.
Spend any time in Valentine playing blackjack.
I ain't playing no blackjack in Valentine. Do I know you, friend? Come on, Dutch. I love my horsey and my horsey loves me. Come on, cat. There's
not,
no goddamn
not
way
a,
we get in Yamamoto.
It's not even a fucking worst fans episode unless you do it. Fucking Arthur voice, dude.
God dang it, Dutch.
I didn't realize the Dutch thing was as beloved by our Patreon people until recently.
I nail that voice. I think
dude,
I
Arthur Morgan is the
I nail
best.
I nail Arthur Morgan. And
you
I think
do.
I And like, I know a lot of white guys say this, but I think I have a good PETA. Hey, PETA. I think I have a decent Joe Swanson on
You
something.
do, bro. You did that
Hey,
bit during one of
PETA.
your last stand-ups.
Hey, PETA. Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, last time I did.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I forgot. What did I do when I did
Press
that?
the art button, Tom.
He presses it again and nothing comes out. Louis C.K., why'd you have to become a sex fiend? Hey, Peter. Hey, Nicholas.
No, not me.
What? I need you to install a wheelchair ramp to your house so I can come check on, just see how you're sleeping at night. Make sure you're safe. Hey, Peter.
Oh, Nick, you should update the people.
Yeah.
You found Ginge.
You found the cat,
Yeah.
Ginger.
Oh,
Did we talk
yeah.
about that? Because I thought we mentioned it
Without
when
me
we recorded.
mentioning that, oh yeah, because we were sick. We were like, and then
Yeah,
we,
you mentioned she came back.
yeah.
Oh shit, yeah.
And I
She's pretty.
promptly bought her a collar with an AirTag.
Let's go. We're an,
And
we support Apple here.
I do.
That's our brand.
As we record on a Dell.
As we corner a fucking Dell. We're too poor. I'm too poor to get a Mac.
Listen, Dells are good laptops. Dell is of the Windows, like
Dude,
all.
you're getting a Dell.
What are you looking at on the interwebs?
I'm just looking at titties. Can I just be?
Those was a.
That was Brad, our fan Brad. He had generated AI art of him, his wife, of him. This is not. I. This is unnerving to me. It's
I
Timmy.
implore you to get a MacBook, both of you.
Maybe. Maybe we'll raise the Patreon up to like $50 for a month. We'll just sneak it by them. We can sneak it by these guys. We're crafty.
Fucking no.
Like they
No.
just like blow up the
Terrible.
Discord. Like what the fuck? $50?
Guys,
And all you do is you
I'm
shout our
trying to get
names
him.
out at the end of the fucking episode. What the fuck? Oh, the t-shirts are actually a lot more than that. Wanted to buy a Mac. Come on, get off our. Come on, Dutch. Get off my ass. It's a Macintosh. It's great for editing pods and other multimedia. How the hell? Shut up, Richie. You don't know shit about Macintosh. Don't want to hear anything out of your lip, Jeff.
It's gonna be 2 months because I gotta get myself a magic mouse. That's a great piece of equipment.
And we ain't canceling subscriptions until we get a goddamn, like an actual Mac, like a desktop, Dutch. I'm talking standing desk for all three of us. That's right. We need three of them. Micah Bell ain't gonna be nowhere near these goddamn computers. Come on, Dutch. We can even put Steam on it. We can play CS:GO. Look how big I can make titties on it now. Whoa. I love titties and the titties love me. Come on, Dutch. It's
God.
always a good episode when Arthur Morgan shows up.
Yeah.
It's
Yep.
so good.
I want a bit of Arthur Morgan watching Overwatch porn. That's what I want. Like,
Don't know enough about
that's.
who's the freeze lady, May, but I feel no, nah, I don't want to target her. That just feels ugh.
Oh,
Come
well,
on,
that's
Dutch. I
pretty
want to watch the
terrifying.
weird
Not a
monkey
POC
creature
character.
fuck any of them, I guess. The warthog looking guy. I don't know what his name is, Dutch. I just think they're cute. Come on, Dutch. I love Overwatch porn. What do you mean the goddamn Pikachus are on our tail? What do you mean I'm a pink dot on this internet? What do you mean we can't go near a school? There ain't a school here in Valentine. They just have a whorehouse and a gambling hall. And we killed half the people here, Dutch. We kill everyone we meet. God damn
I
it.
kind of want to do a ultra low honor run through next.
Really? Just I, don't you do that already?
Yeah,
I
no.
can't imagine you not
No.
doing that on your first run, just
I
killing
don't.
everyone.
No, I don't.
Really?
No,
You're like,
I've
hey,
never
Tom, look
played.
at this. And you spawn in everything and just murder. Yeah.
The first time I played, I had a low honor ending. And I was like, what the fuck?
What the
And then
hell,
this.
Nick? Why'd you make me kill all those nuns?
No, I didn't kill. No. Yeah. Most of it was probably me accidentally running over people because I can't fucking see what's in front of me.
I don't know what any of this shit is, and I'm scared. No, I don't know how to fucking drive. Like...
No, I don't know how to ride a fucking horse. Come on, Nick. Quit making me kill random people. Let me shoot the Pinkertons. And then ever since, you're like, I can't have a sad Arthur. Like a dishonorable sad Arthur when he dies, right?
Yeah, because like...
Yeah.
You get shot by Micah.
Yeah. You don't win. Yeah. It feels like.
You don't die from TB. You just get shot in the head and he walks off.
Yeah, you don't... Arthur doesn't die on his terms, right?
I mean,
he's shot by Micah.
Who is... In a low honor ending.
Yeah, and he's a...
Because there's four... There's four possible endings, so...
Is that always the case, though? Because I feel like I've just killed everyone in that game, and I didn't know Micah killed anyone in that way. Like I kill everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, the endings are in the game. We really should talk more about other video games aside from Red Dead, because this we could almost say we're a Red Dead podcast. But like,
I'd be fine with that for a handful of episodes.
Yeah, it's a good game. Yeah, I mean, the endings are... There's four different endings, but there's really two of them. Your confrontation with Micah, and you either get shot by him or you don't get shot by him. And then he's like, come on, Dutch! Yeah, old rust lung here! And I gave you all I had, Dutch! Hey! And then Dutch Black is like, Arthur, I ain't the same. And he turns his back on Michael Lee's, and Arthur watches his son come up and die. He puts like his hat on John Marston. Like, you get on the horse, you run. You take that boy. You take Abigail. You take the dick in your ass and you run. You know the dick. I put it there. It's our secret dick, John. We haven't told anyone.
I have a plan.
Fruity Dutch. That's weird. Don't worry, guys. I have a plan.
I have a plan.
We're going to commit money laundering. We're going to create a cryptocurrency. We're going to start a multi-level marketing scheme.
Heard of a bearer bond?
Have you fellas ever heard of astroturfing? What the hell's gotten into you, Dutch? Slicking your hair back.
There is an art studio in Blackwater, and we're going to steal it all. Like,
Dutch, why are you making us drink IPAs? What the hell is a Whole Foods?
I fucking hate grapefruit, Dutch.
What the hell is a Whole Foods?
The future.
Jesus. Yeah, we're just going to be a Red Dead pod.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We talked about, you know, that it's come down. It's going to be the Yankees or Dodgers, it looks like, for Yamamoto. What's your prediction, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, too.
I don't fucking care anymore. I just want the baseball season to start, and I want the Cardinals to add three more players.
I'm thinking, because they have like 15 to 20 mil, I'm thinking three bullpen arms is very doable.
No, one starter.
Take on a lot.
Yeah, one starter.
I think
starter,
they're done on starters, though, dude. I think they're
There's
done
no
on...
way. There's no fucking way, man.
I think they are, man. I think, you know, when they signed Lynn and Gibson, and then they were like, oh, let's get a good one. And they went and got Sonny Gray. But like, we have a starting rotation that's 40 years old. We're great. And then they made a couple of trades for some, like, bullpen depth. But, like, yeah, I think they're done on starters, man.
They go and get Dylan Cease.
Maybe. I kind of think, like, you know, with the gap they have in terms of their spending, you know, if they're like, oh, we want to be where we were at last year and a little bit beyond, it definitely has, like, room to trade for a guy who would cost a lot of money, obviously, and take on a contract. But,
well, Cease is going to be 8 to 10 mil for the next 2 years, so.
Yeah, and, you know, it just costs prospects, costs baseball players. It'd be nice to pick them up.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to a super bullpen, but at the same time, do we really expect them to fully commit
any one way or another, like the way we would want them to.
We're going to pick up Trevor Bauer. We're going to pick up Mike Clevenger. And we're going to be the Jan 6 crew. We're going to be the Maggots.
For the MAGA boys.
Yeah. That's what they're going to be.
Dude. What did Hector Neris sign yet? Or is he still a free agent?
He's still a free agent. He'd be a good pickup.
I want him.
We didn't talk about Matsui. That's the thing we could be bitching about.
No, I just listened to million. Brendan Schaefer's podcast about it.
Matsui just wanted to go to San Diego more than.
Well, there could have been a handful of things that he mentioned. He's like, well, either the Cardinals are, you know, they got something else up their sleeve and didn't want to even offer him a contract. They couldn't promise him that he'd be the closer, considering there's Helsley, Gallegos, and JoJo Romero all kind of, you know.
I saw that too.
In and out of that, you know,
there'd be a closer role available for him in San Diego.
Yeah. they couldn't promise him that. So, I mean, I get it. There's like, you know, three or four different angles, but I don't like, dude. Mo would have matched, or even probably gave him more.
What did Jeff put in the Discord that he? I didn't follow up on this, but you know what did that. A report like allegedly we offered 3 years, 14 million or something like that.
What?
Yeah, that I haven't followed up on it. So he probably is pulling it probably from, you know, some hearsay on it. But like at the same time, for 5 million for 5 million a year for a closer is a fucking steal. Like even if he wanted to be a closer, I feel like you could lure him away. You're like, yeah, you'd be a high leverage arm. Maybe close, maybe not, but we'll give you 6 or 7 million a year. You know, I think that was a steal for the Padres.
Why can't you just do like the what I do in like 2K whenever I'm playing and it's a team and people are upset like I'm not getting enough playing time and I'm like I promise you'll get more and then I just don't give them more.
Yeah, lying.
Just lie and say you're the closer and then don't have him close games. But he's under contract now, so he. He has to be on the team.
If only Mozeliak lied more. I mean, he kind of did with the six starting pitchers and fans ain't have patience. Anyway.
Who's calling you?
That was my pops, but I'm going to have to get a hold of him.
Bring him on the pod.
I'm going to have to message him later. I don't know. I think it's a steal for Matsui. I would like to see what our engagement with it was because we had talked to him. In St. Louis, so I think Jeff also mentioned that he didn't like offer anyone a counter to it. Like once the Padres kind of gave him an offer for it, he pretty much signed right away with them.
How do you think that meeting went?
So you like pizza on a cracker? What? Welcome to St. Louis. You see the? Oh, we didn't joke about this. You see the? Are cops driving to bars and then arrest you for it? What?
Your bar came out of nowhere. This was
yeah. Mo comes in, he's like, "Let me start you off with a joke. A cop crashes into a bar. Yuck, 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 yuck." His bow tie spinning. His eyes popping out like Christopher Lloyd's from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah. This... I don't care.
What is that fuzzy bitch one?
He wants to come in here.
God would never tag her, so if she runs away, she's gone for
good. She won't run away, Josh. She'll just die under your bed and be there forever.
God.
Oh, man. Have we covered enough? I think we've met our time limits for the fans.
What episode are we at?
189, I think this is.
Yeah,
189. Oh,
man. We're not going to hit 100 for the year.
I mean, we could just, what if we're like, we did 12 days? 12 days of Worst Fans! Whoa! on the 12th day of Worst Fans, my co-host said to me, something that gets bleeped.
Oh, that's man. Funny.
11 Dutch impersonations, 10... 10 Paul DeYoung's, 9 re-bleeps. Oh man,
5 gold, 5 golden rings.
That'd be good. We could write that. I would say we're the most creative podcast out here. And I don't mean just in Cardinals baseball. I mean ever. Ever. Blowback ain't got shit on us.
I mean,
who's that? Hold on, before we wrap this up.
Yeah. What do you got?
You know that Foul Territory podcast?
Yeah. AJ.
Who's that fucking dude who has the goddamn horse mouth that looks like fucking Eric from that asshole who used to own that bar downtown? Who is that guy?
I don't know who he is. Do you want to fight him?
Something about him just pisses me off.
That's awesome.
And then I saw that interview with Tyler Glasnow, and that fucking uncircumcised penis was like, why did you hesitate when you said the Dodgers? And like, he literally, Glasnow did not hesitate at all, like when he was speaking.
Oh, hold on.
He's just like, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Oh.
Doing all right. You're on the baseball podcast. I do it with my friends. How are you doing?
Hi, Tom's dad. What are you wearing?
Hey, I got your message.
What are you wearing?
What are you just calling? I want an answer. Shout out. You stop it, Nick. You stop it. Can you give me a call tomorrow? Yeah, give me a ring tomorrow, okay? Call me after 8 o'clock. All right. Thanks, Dad.
See you later, handsome.
Don't say that about him. He's very self-conscious about that.
I'm being handsome?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking hot.
I'm so fucking sexy. Sorry, Nick. What were you going on?
I'm just ranting, being
about
mean.
The Foul Territory guy. You want me to get his name? Oh, his address, dude.
I don't know his name. I couldn't find it.
Look it up, his campaign election. There's donations.
Foul Territory.
He looks like that fucking
sex
asshole.
Crimes. That's what I'm going to type.
Looks like that asshole Eric. I'm going to name drop. I don't give a shit.
Eric sucks.
With Shakers?
Yeah. He had this, he did like a Facebook live show. I can't remember.
He looks like a penis too.
Yeah. And I remember like checking it one time because when we were doing open mics there, and he would be like this kind of libertarian and be like, I could talk with lefties and hold my own. You know, it's just an exchange of ideas. Like, nah, dude, we just don't like you, you know? And I remember like turning it on, and they were doing like a discussion about immigration, and it kind of descended into like, I can't remember the exact context of it. But it involved the N-word. I think it was kind of like that old, like...
Bro.
I think it kind of like descended like that old, like...
I hate him so much.
So, like, you remember that, like, Chris Rock had a famous bit. You know, there's black people and ends and all that. And then white people co-opted that, and they use it as an excuse. Be like, oh, I don't have a problem with black people. I have a problem with... Which is just like them looking for an excuse to say it. And, like, he was doing some of that shit. And I was like,
terrible.
Oh, this guy's not just, like, some, like, wholesome business owner just wants low tax. He's also a fucking craven dumb moron.
Man. I never met that guy, but everything I've heard from, you know.
Oh, he hates dogs.
Yeah.
He was an ex-cop. How does he hate dogs?
Want to explain that?
Cops are a weird one because they can be very pro dogs when they're trying
and
to
very
plant drugs in your car.
Is it Eric Kratz? Is that who Nick is talking about? I feel like it's Eric Kratz.
Is that who that is?
Maybe.
Let me look.
Maybe. I'm a little stinky. Oh, you want to change my diaper, homie? Nicky.
That is him.
It is. Do you want to kill him? Is that what it is?
No, I want him to fucking be a better media journalist.
Whoa. Wow. It all comes full circle. Whoa. We want that. We want those sorts of things too, Mr. Nick.
I think we should just promote Brendan Schaefer to like head Cardinals Journal.
Yeah, he's
like
cool.
Give him the crown.
He's already there for me, so
we should. Do you think if we looked up his address somehow?
This is like, great. Keep going.
Property records. We could send him a gift in the mail. And by gift, I'm not insinuating like a pipe bomb or anything. I mean like a crown or like a wrestling belt.
That would be...
Brandon,
under one of our shirts.
Yeah.
Please come on the podcast.
What's the note we attached to it? Love you. Hi.
No, it's like gotta be in the voice of Mac and Always Sunny writing to Chase Utley. It's gotta be in that like same general. Like, I think you'd be impressed with our speed. Like,
yeah, no, that's a great idea. College kids, we got your friend.
Go Tigers. Chapin. We're never gonna be taken.
What's up?
By him.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, he no. Thanks for funny. He talks to us. It's fine.
But, you know, even
what's up? Like, welcome to B-Shape Daily. I am trapped in the basement of the Scarpacci household.
Yet again.
Yet again. He poured me a cup of tea. We're having a tea party with dead cats. Let me out of here. Catch me every day here at B-Shape Daily.
Let me just talk about Spotify for podcasters.
How's it going? Satirical Mike Schill here. Oh, man. And I think we're the guys who made the hit documentary series 1982.
Yeah.
Man. Homie.
How is part four coming?
I just started researching today.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to see our boy for a while now.
He'll still see, guys. I got him.
He's gonna be neck deep in
I
that.
I gotta come out of my goon cave.
He just comes home drunk and he's so angry, and then he goes,
Glenn Brummer fucking stole home. I got 100 fucking degrees
again. Fuck.
Smashes a beer bottle off the wall. Fuck you, biscuit. Robin Yacht should have been unanimous.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck you, you're a cat.
Well, are we doing the world at large, or are we doing...
I'm going to try really hard to smush it in the second half together. Because the more I think about it, the history, everything going around around the world during this time.
From the Cola Wars to the Reagan presidency.
Yeah,
crazy.
Iran invade Iraq. Israel invade Lebanon. He's... Fucking feminists want equal rights.
Oh.
Yeah. The gym. That one's going to be a fun one, is looking up the Equal Rights Amendment. They got shot down by Illinois' fucking Republican-ass governor, and then Illinois in 2018 adopted it. So.
Thanks, JB.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Blagojevich. No. Rob Blagojevich, come on the pod.
I feel like I would be Rob Blagojevich because I would just be like, you can have Obama's seat to the highest bidder. Who wants to wine
wants
and
to
dine
fuck
me?
Me?
Yeah. That's what you're having. Who wants to fuck me? I'm Rob Blagojevich.
I'm part Rob Blagojevich, part George Santos.
No, I'm Rod Gubloyevich.
Gubloy. Jesus Christ. They call me the Rock Roddy G. Let me tell you, this rod's a mouth. Gubloyevich. Sounds like a fucking Rick and Morty character. Oh, God. Man, this pod's had it all.
Yeah. Maybe
serious that? Media critique.
I'm laughing like a greased up Swedish pig over here. So.
Jesus Christ.
Come here, big tits. It's me, Tiny Giuliani. All tits are big to me.
The tits and are me, so big, they smell.
9/11 was so big. Everything's so big to me, Tiny Giuliani. This whole big world is bigger than you can imagine. And then step on him. A little squash. Okay, this is
you just hear all the guts squirt out.
Yeah, no, you lift up your shoe, it's just fucking hair dye. It wasn't a real person.
Is that a bat?
Yeah,
step on a bat?
Stepped in rat shit. Man. Drum can't be on the Colorado.
Yeah.
Man.
That's pretty cool.
What a shame for democracy that a guy who wants to destroy democracy can't run to end democracy.
But you know what? Lauren Boebert's going to run for president.
Yeah.
on a Beetlejuice the musical, you know, campaign strategy. But then Trump is going to be her tribute, like a Hunger Games style. Like,
yeah,
the nomination. She's, you know,
yeah,
she'll hand it off.
And Donald Trump, and this is the Hunger Games.
The Hunger
Games. I'm always hungry. He's rubbing his fat orange belly. McDonald's.
Dude, Trump isn't fat. He's 6'2", 250 pounds.
Monster cock.
Didn't you see the...
His cock's so big, that's why he walks like he has frontal brain damage. Because his dick is so huge. Donald Trump is Italian. You heard it here, all right? There is a chance, I was told by Lars Nootbaar, there is a chance Donald Trump has a horse cock, okay?
I just like that little pouty look he does. He's like, he does like blue steel. He's
yeah.
Like,
Per Jim Hayes,
insurrection.
Lars Nootbaar said that he's got a big one.
Yeah.
So.
I got my interview tomorrow. Lars, you think the former disgraced president of the United States has a mule? Yeah, Jim. We talk about my hitting approach. Whoa, how big do you fucking think it is? Gets really close to the camera. How big do you fucking think it is, Lars? I'm really uncomfortable by this, Jim. My family can hear you. You think Brad Thompson loves his kids? All right, we've alienated enough people.
How long's this episode been?
We started pretty much at 8, so I mean, we definitely met our criteria. We just
who else should we piss off? Katie Wu.
Stop it.
Just
stop.
Nah, I guess this is a year end special, huh? We could go a little bit longer.
I guess. I mean, we're gonna have another one
before the end of the year.
Yeah, we will.
Two more, probably.
Think we'll have one more, one or two more before the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm rubbing my whiskers on the mic right now. We do an ASMR episode. Actually, yeah. I think we did maybe get 100 ups in the year.
Last year we did.
Well, our first year, because we started, what, in October, November, like 2 years ago?
November 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What did I come on, like February?
Yeah, too late.
Yeah, something like that.
See y'all 180.
Back when Nick hated me and I slept through like my second episode I was going to record with you guys. Yeah.
And you slept with me. Let's see, the first one of this year was episode was on
101.
101 Jan 5. My birthday. So we pumped out. Yeah, next Friday. We only got about, let's be 188th, 89th episode of the year. That's still a good run.
Yeah, that's almost two a week.
That's almost 2 a week. We had some shit coming down. You almost died.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yeah, that's why.
Stayed exactly the same, which is pretty fucking depressing.
Depressing.
Ryan had a... Well, we can't disclose that. A husband.
A thruple.
Yeah. Had a husband. Mm. And Nick. Nick became a better version of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick,
middle class job. Drives, I don't think so. Car, smokes less cigarettes, runs, reads more, study, does martial arts in his free time.
This is all the opposite of what I've been doing this year,
eats
guys.
Everything bagels.
I do that.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
Slams puss.
They're the best bagels. Now Nick, where are you at with your schmears?
His pap schmears?
Like, where are you at? Like, what you smearing on there?
What are you smearing on that bagel?
I fucking hate me. That shit. I hate cream cheese.
What about some gefilte fish?
What?
Or some capers?
No.
Well.
That cat.
No, I don't eat gross things.
Our cat's being that fucking. She's whining. We gotta end this. She needs to get scritched.
We need to end her. Who are we fucking?
Who are we fucking tonight?
Well, don't we have
we have to do patrons.
Patrons and crumble coins.
Well, my crumble coin is clearly Rudy Giuliani for dudes rocking his way to bankruptcy. Let's go, Rudy.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Oh man, so many choices.
Jesus Christ. Is that who it is?
I'm gonna say my crumble champ is Ben Verlander for saying the dumbest fucking shit that's ever been said.
I forgot. Oh god, that's what we should have bitched about. This is the most important signing in Dodgers history. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
On, like, he almost could have saved himself if he said Los Angeles Dodgers history. He almost could have he saved almost himself. Could,
yeah.
But no.
He was like, nah, I was talking to my good buddy Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Sorry, what a fucking
I probably stole
Nepo baby.
Because he Jesus hates him Christ. So much.
Like, fucking Nepo baby. I could give that guy a fucking wedgie. Jesus.
How did he get, other than just being just
he was a minor leaguer and stuff. He was a professional ball player. But, like, yeah, I mean, he just.
Dude.
Charismatic guy.
Jared Carabas for the, like, not very good ball player podcast media personality. That guy rocks.
Yeah. I have, like, mixed reactions, but I don't think he's. I mean, he's a Boston Red Sox tool, but I think he's like that.
Go Sox.
I think he left Barstool around the time that the Portnoy allegations came out, so maybe he has like some moral fiber.
That guy's a fucking raper.
Okay. Jesus fucking.
I mean, yeah.
Nick, you got to crumble.
Sure, the St. Louis Giants, because they were just told they are out on the Yoshinobu Yamamoto sweepstakes.
San Fran's gone, yeah.
St. Louis Giants, because they bow out. Like, mm-hmm. Like bow wow. A
little bow wow.
Little bow wow.
Little bow wow.
Got that dog. That dog.
Got that dog.
And I am little bow wow.
Patrons.
Patrons, all right. Let me go ahead and take a crack at it. No assistance. We got Richie.
That's one.
We got Cran. Richie.
That's two.
Cran.
We got Jeff.
That's three.
Jeff.
We got Alex.
That's four.
Alex.
We got Tyler.
That's five.
We got
Tyler.
James.
That's six.
James.
We got Jeff.
Jeff.
Again.
Did I say Jeff twice?
Yeah.
I'm missing someone.
Bravo. Bravo.
We got Nick.
Bravo.
There you go. Good job.
Bravo is going to be my last because he's my favorite, my little special boy. Also, Bravo, I need more episodes of the of No Shit Show. I want to hear more about the Bone Museum. So.
It's a no shit. I thought it was the What the Hell up.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No what, Shit Show's the other. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the other one. Yeah.
What the hell pod.
What,
yeah.
What the Hell is good. But I want to hear more about the Bone Museum. Yeah. So.
We're going to be up in St. Louis. You guys could hit us up. We'll go out for drinks. You're passing through. You're going to see Stu. If you pass through Columbia.
Hopefully I'm seeing Stu.
Two of our patrons live in Columbia. I can tell you. Yeah, I'm not going to say it on here. I'm not sure if they'd want that. But you can maybe hit them up and get a drink.
Sure, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll be dicking around. Although I do have to go to Hobby Lobby to get a package for my father. Because he got something professionally framed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it a dick?
Yeah.
It is.
It's in the shadow box. This is a fucking double-sided dildo.
It's got my face on it, Ronald Reagan.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim. All right, who are we fucking tonight?
I don't know.
I don't want to say the cat.
Mm. No.
Yeah,
like, that your cat or...
the other cat.
James.
Jim the cat?
James the cat.
I'm not saying that. He didn't do anything wrong, man.
I mean, he was...
No,
fuck
journalists.
Yeah, just fuck hackery. So,
and
most importantly, everyone, fuck
that means
doctor.
You
fuck Santa Claus because he's not fucking real.
We'll end it.